Mothers of sons not only role model what it means to be a woman, they also role model what it means to be a wife. They are the first and long-standing wife that a little boy gets to watch. Be aware of that. You're impacting his marriage.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and all this week we've had our special guest, Rosemary Barnes, talking about this topic of mothers and sons. And we've gone through a lot of different aspects already, the sacrifice that it really is and the pain that goes along with the emancipating son, doing what's right, not necessarily what's easy. That was on Tuesday. Yesterday, we covered a lot about how you teach your son what a woman is by the different things that you do as a woman. But we're going to get a little more specific today, talking about the role of a wife.
Yeah, it's challenging because where else is he going to go for the proper role of a wife other than in his home? Now, there are many, many homes today that there is not a dad in the home. We're going to talk about that next week with Mothers of Sons When Dad's Not at Home. And I think as a mom is listening to this, she's wondering, and this is going to sound so simplistic, but she's married to her faith if there's no man in the home. And she's really, in reality, getting in her head if she needs to put a name around it. She's married to Christ, and he needs to see that. And we'll talk about that a little bit next week. But for the mom where there's a man in the home, and this is hard, but even if it's not necessarily a great marriage, she has the opportunity to role model her role so he begins to identify a person who's doing or capable of doing that role so that he has some bar set for when he's dating and can realize, well, this woman that I'm dating right now is definitely not it. And he can set the bar or go, wow, I'm starting to see some of the traits of what it means. Where else is he going to go to get what it means to be a wife?
Right. And again, I think we talked about this earlier this week, but you know, we tend to just kind of flow through life without thinking through some of these things. And if God has blessed us with little boys in our home, we have got to think through this process and think, you know, someday, like you said, Bob, that he will be looking for a wife. And what am I doing to promote the right kind of woman that I would like to see my son marry? Am I having conflict with my husband in a way that shows how a wife should respond? Am I affirming my husband in front of my son so that he knows that that's very important for a wife? All those things that maybe thinking through, what are some of the traits that I'd love to see my son marry? Then, boy, I better be all about showing him by my behavior what he should be looking for.
And it's simple things, even like, you know, needing to make a decision and say, you know what, I'm going to have to talk to Dad about this one. This one we have to make a decision together. Or the distribution of chores, you know, how things function in the house, the attitude of certain roles.
Right, exactly. And and even if like you mentioned, Bob, if the a relationship is difficult.
She's having an awkward time with the word Bob because she doesn't call me Bob. Because, and she needs to just admit her sin here.
Because what she calls me. So we're assuming your son is not called his real name either in his marriage.
Yes, and I definitely am not going to say any of the nicknames. But anyway.
They're not arable, actually.
But the point is, where was I going with this? I totally lost my train of thought. But I need to eat more blueberries. That's supposed to help with memory.
Oh,
but anyway. I think that I totally lost it. So
I think this. He is going to watch you and watch you function and watch you deal with disappointment and watch you deal with. And I think one of the biggest areas is watch you deal with disappointment and conflict in the marriage. And I'm going to give a very ridiculous thought here or illustration in our marriage. And I didn't realize how much he was watching and he was sitting at the table because it had nothing to do with him. And you know where I'm going right away. And Ruthie's heard this before. And that was the time when Tori got me into a debate over bikinis. And Tori was getting ready to buy a bathing suit in high school, and she had her own account, her own. We put her in a budget for all the things she bought. And so there's no reason for her to ask me, can I get ready to buy a bathing suit? Can I show it to you? And I said to her, well, you can if you want. We're at the dinner table. Tori's on my right and Roby's on my left and Rosemary's straight across the table. And I said, Tori, you can show it to me if you want, but there's really no need to show it to me unless there's something objectionable about it. And so obviously, is it a two-piece bathing suit? And she said, yes, but can I show it to you? And I said, well, and before I could get out of my mouth, Rosemary's at the end of the table saying, Bob, I think you need to look at the catalog, which shocked me. Roby could tell it shocked me. And I'm wondering, when did the rule change? Did I miss a meeting? Am I in the wrong house? And I'm looking around to make sure it's my kitchen. are these the people I live with? And she runs upstairs to get the catalog. And it was a two-piece bathing suit. It ended up being more conservative than any one-piece bathing suit. I wouldn't even want my wife in that bathing suit. But and I think that Tori, who is me in a beautiful little 100-pound person, she just wanted to get it so she could say she got a two-piece bathing suit and beat me on this issue. But Roby is watching Rosemary guide me in a public area of conflict and guide me without taking me out, guide me without taking me down. I think you need to look at it. And I'm smart enough to know, and I'm not always the swiftest person on the block, but I'm smart enough to know when she says, think you need to look at it, she's basically saying, I think this is one of the exceptions that we make rather than living legalistically by the rule. Now, we could have said, your dad and I will talk about it later on, but there are times in life when you can illustrate how to disagree agreeably, and there are times in life when a wife can guide a husband to make a better decision than the standard decision, and where I had to turn and say, which was awesome, you know what, I'm wrong on this. In fact, if I'm not wrong, I think I said I'm wrong on this and I like this bathing suit on you so much I'll pay for it, because it was so unbelievably conservative and ridiculous. And so I think that there are times when a little boy can watch his mother be a wife and guide and even offer great counsel to dad. I think there's times in life when Roby realized that his mom would be praying for dad on something he needed to do. His mom would be praying for him. I mean, Roby knew you were the prayer warrior in our home and all his life. Through college, he called home to you for the prayer request. Mom, can you pray? I'm getting ready to do such and such here on the campus. So I think that he gets to see what a Proverbs 31 woman is. And part of the importance of that is when mom is able to admit that wasn't Proverbs 31-esque. I just want to tell you that.
And I think I remembered what I was going to say earlier, but I think that the point of when there is a conflict in the home, and there are going to be conflicts. There's no marriage that is perfect.
If you're married to Barnes, there's going to be a conflict.
Well, any marriage is going to have conflict. Mm-hmm. And I think to role model godly response to that is so important. I remember a girlfriend of mine who went through an extremely difficult time in her marriage, and she, the way she handled her very difficult husband at that phase of their life made a tremendous impact on her children. And they came back later on as adults and said, Mom, we are amazed that you never gossiped about him to other people or to us, that you just prayed for him, that you, just the way you handled how he treated you was astonishing. And I think that that is just so critical, especially in front of a son, that when there are times of conflict and when there are difficult seasons in any relationship, that a son watches mom handle it, like you said, Proverbs 31, in a biblical, godly way, thinking first about what the Lord thinks and then secondarily what my children are seeing. I think that's just so incredibly important.
I think those are the biggest times of teaching for a child, for a son, watching his mom in those moments. Blessings are nice experiences, but pain is the teacher. And when you're watching pain, or you're watching how, when he watches how mom has the character to endure and press on, that is the teaching. That's the teaching moment for a little boy to watch, even teaching him how to pray in those times.
And I know that there's even moms listening right now that they think, you know, I don't want my son's marriage to be like mine. So and there's some aspects I just can't change, but I don't want him to be in this same thing. So I have to be careful how I respond to these things. But I don't know. You tell me, now that your son's married too, maybe there's aspects of a marriage where you can verbally tell your son, you know what, I do this here. Not every home does this. When you're married, you can maybe do this a little better with your wife without, you know, it's a balance, because you don't want to degrade dad. Even though it's easy to do that sometimes.
Wow. What kind of a gendered comment was that
there? But it's
I'm in the booth with two women and we don't want to take down men, even though they're idiots. So it's easy to do sometimes.
I'm saying that we can have such sharp tongues and it's so easy to degrade sometimes each other.
But you degrade your son when you do that.
Yes.
When a mom does that, she takes her son out, because she takes the gender out and she takes the role out. And then she also doesn't realize when it slips from her mouth, not only does she take the son out, take the gender out, take the role of husband out, but she takes the whole family out. Our family has a crack. And that's when those things slip out. And there may be a mom listening here today saying, look, that's just the way I am. And the beauty of Jesus is he'll take you just the way you are, but he won't leave you the way you are. So for that mom who has that tongue, or let me also say that mom was just in that level of pain, slow to speak, slow to get angry, and quick to listen. And much of the time, I personally think the listen is not as much to another person as to learn to listen to God. Learn to listen to God. What would you have me do here in this? Mm-hmm. He's watching the character quality of a wife here. Mm-hmm. And the character quality of a wife comes out the best or the worst during times of conflict, during times of difficulty.
And it's also another scenario when you have blending families, even single parenting, and then there's divorce that's going on.
Yeah.
And then it can get really messy. But like you said, your reaction is key.
Bottom line is, how am I responding to this difficulty in my life? And one, I'm turning a little bit here, but I think another really important, I just want to throw this in, as far as wife selection, which is what we're talking about, role modeling a wife, but you know, what you're setting for your son, is the importance of prayer here. And this sounds very churchy and very Sunday schoolish maybe, but the how important it is. I remember from early on, before the children were, when they were still little babies, it was a fun thing. I would think, you know, there is a little boy out there today who's 3 years old or five or whatever, that's going to be my daughter's husband. Or there's a little girl out there growing up in a home that's going to be my son's wife. And I remember the first time Roby brought Rebecca home, and when we knew he was very serious with her. And I remember Tori happened to be home with Adam, and the four of them were in the kitchen. And I was so emotional because I realized this is my future, probably. Mm-hmm. This is the little girl that I have prayed for since before she was even born.
Yeah.
And I just think that that is a critical role of mom with sons. Mm-hmm. And if you're a mom that, or you have a teenager, start today in the process of praying for that young woman that's growing up, and that she will be having the experiences that will help her be the kind of wife that he needs and his for him.
And let me pick it up also, Ruthie, on the comment of blending families. When there is a blending family and a woman comes in the home who is not the mother of the children, which was my case, in my life, my mom died and my dad remarried, and same in your case, and you have your husband's awesome four kids, and in the opportunity here is pretty unbelievable because they get to see a mom choosing to be overtly, aggressively a Christian mom. Mm-hmm. And they, as they get to watch that and they get to see that, they get some options on how then shall we live, as Francis Schaeffer would say in the title of his book. So every single woman who is a mom, whether it's blending family or whatever it is still a role model for the wife, for the future. And unfortunately, in this role model thing, no child, no son comes up and says, I want to thank you for being a role model. I'm going to pick somebody just like you.
Right.
The hardest part is when the little boys are little, they decide they want to marry mom when they grow up, when Roby was 4 and 5. And then all of a sudden they get older and they realize, oh, what was I? How did I even say that out loud? That was weird. And then but they're still watching. What does this mean? And watching how mom handles difficulty, and watching how mom handles pain, and watching how mom handles when dad is an idiot. And does she take him down? Does she degrade dad? Does she even say something when he's not in the house? How she continues to lift him up. And kids, we need to pray for your dad. He's in a difficult week this week. Wow, mom, that's your response to what he just said? Yes, it is my response to what he just said. We need to pray for dad. He's got more pressure on him than we could possibly imagine in this economy. He is watching his mom and her every move and her mouth and everything she does. Mom, you are having a greater impact on being a role model for a wife than you could possibly dream. Every day, do the battle every day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and let me add, I will try to be the wife my son can look up to for his future. Amen.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob and Rosemary Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, all that the ministry does, even a lot of resources about blending families, parenting, even marriage, all the proceeds go to benefit the ministry. That's online at shfm.org. If you want to share this program, hear it again, sign up to get it every day in your email, as well as the blog that corresponds responds with it. That's online at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Friday edition of this topic of mothers and sons here on Parenting Today.